Here in the studio, we have local yoga teacher Terry Flaherty, and she's here to share a little bit about breathwork.
Thank you, Sage. I'm excited to be here to join you and share a little bit about calming your mind, relaxing your body, opening your heart. So the practice of yoga doesn't have to be an active series of stretching and exercise. It can be as simple as sitting and contemplating your breath or looking out and noticing either the wintry or spring-like weather beyond your window. What we're going to focus on initially is your breath, because breath and yoga are intertwined. It's actually what makes the yoga practice different from other practices of exercise. And there's one thing I can be quite sure of. Everybody in the listening audience is out there breathing right now. You're taking an inhale, pausing, followed by an exhale. Slight pause, another inhale, and then exhale. And so all of you are experts on your breath because you've been doing it since birth, and you're continuing to do it right now. The first episode, we're going to talk about one breath control that is autonomic. It is spontaneous and natural, and all of you have practiced this as well. It's something that is quite contagious, so I'm going to, before I introduce the name of this spontaneous pranayama, as we would consider it in yoga, I'm just going to make the sound. You might be guessing already. So, if you haven't guessed yet, that was a yawn. And a yawn is a form of spontaneous pranayama. I'm looking over at Sage, and she's already getting caught up in what we know as the contagious yawn, which I'm hoping people out there in the listening audience are feeling the urge to yawn. And scientists have discovered if you fight the urge to yawn, the urge only becomes stronger, kind of forcing that deep pull. What is a yawn? That deep involuntary reflex where the mouth opens wide, you stretch your jaw, there's a swift, rapid intake of air, maybe another couple sucking movements of air to gain more oxygen in your lungs, to fill the lungs, stretch the rib cage, stretch the back and belly and neck. And then a brief pause in breathing. Your breathing is actually shut down for a moment. You're holding the breath in, and then it's followed by a longer expiration or exhalation. The air is let out slowly, sometimes with a sigh, and most likely with a deep sense of calm and relaxation afterward. Sometimes there's an accompanying stretch, even with a false yawn. So I'd like to guide a yawn. If you want to try this later in the day, you're welcome to do that. But I'm just going to yawn here in the studio because it felt so good. So false yawning. Often followed by a deep sigh or a deep relaxing release of tension. So what is a yawn? Often yawns are thought to reset and refresh the brain and the focus of the brain. Often yawns are considered an action we do when we're feeling bored or when we're doing a tedious activity. But scientists have shown that they're really studying the yawn. It's an unknown feature of our daily behavior, and they're trying to find out more about it. It generally is known to be a mental reset, a mental refocusing that also affects almost every system in your body. Your eyes may close, refreshing the eyeballs with tears. Your face kind of crinkles up, stretching all the muscles in your face. Your throat stretches, and so do the eustachian tubes connecting the throat to the ears, and the eardrums also stretch. So in effect, you're kind of refreshing your sensory organs, the vision, the taste, the smell. And generally, if you see someone else yawning, you'll begin to yawn. And they have done studies in most different types of vertebrates. So yawning occurs in fish and birds and mammals. And especially a lot of research has been done in primates and chimpanzees and baboons to look at how this contagious yawn happens. And it is noted that you're more likely to respond to a yawn that you see happening from a family member or from a good friend. So when you're comfortable, you're going to catch that contagious yawn a little more. But I find when I'm teaching yoga, I have to encourage people to take that yawn because they're embarrassed or shy when they're doing breath work and their upper body is beginning to relax. That can also stimulate yawning. So I tend to invite it in my yoga class. So I ask you to invite your yawns. Don't fight them. They'll refresh your mind and they'll give you a little bit of focus on your own breath. Thank you.
I'm Terry Flaherty, and this has been Radio Yoga for Allegheny Mountain Radio.